Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Hoard. He is Bengals.com editor Jeff Butch Hobson. This week, the Bengals head to Minnesota to take on Mike Zimmer's Vikings. Marvin Lewis has never lost head-to-head against one of his former assistants, 6-0-1. But these aren't the Cleveland Browns. Mike Zimmer's Vikings are 10-3, currently the second seed in the NFC playoff race, a game behind the Eagles, who lost their starting quarterback Carson Wentz with a torn ACL last week. So these Vikings have a ton to play for.
Yeah, you know, it's almost, Horty, it's like looking at the 2009 Bengals going up here. You get a kind of a nondescript club in Minnesota. It wasn't, not a lot was expected of them at the beginning of the year. They kind of rehauled their offensive line, you know. And it makes me think back to 09 when the Bengals did the same thing. And then they fell out of the sky and they made a run, a 10-3-ish run, kind of like Zimmer's doing right now. And he's doing it in classic Zimmer fashion, just like that 09 team did. Great defense, you know, top 10 defense. And this offense is better than that 09 Bengals offense, but it's the same concept. They protected a limping Carson Palmer in 09. They're protecting a, you know, kind of who was supposed to be a guy in case
a journeyman.
Keenum. Yeah, yes. To be kind.
Yes.
To be kind. And they've turned the journeyman into a you know, he might get some Pro Bowl votes. But it's a lot of the 09 thing where run the ball, don't turn it over, and leave it in the hands of your defense. And, maybe we'll go up there, we'll see Cedric Benson or something. I don't know. But it's an interesting dynamic.
The Bengals struggled last week, particularly on defense, largely due to injuries. You hate to use it as an excuse, but when you're missing five defensive starters, it has an impact, and it certainly did last week when the Bears scored 33. First time in 23 games, the Bengals defense had given up 30 or more. And unfortunately, as we record this segment on Thursday, the injury situation looks like it might be worse.
Yeah, I mean, the three linebackers are out. Perfect is out. Vigil is out.
Kevin Minter, who played last week.
Who played, and he was hurt. Yeah. I think you'd have to say he was hurt after seeing how he played and now that he's out. So now you even got less experience than you did. And let's face it, they were confused. Paul Gunther talked about that pretty openly on Monday. So ever since Vontaze Burfict got drilled by Pittsburgh, the Steelers wide receiver, that was with 6 minutes left in the game. Pittsburgh scored on those two remaining drives. The Bears picked right where they left off. They're just picking apart the middle of the field. And Cincinnati native Kyle Rudolph is staring at him. He was hurt. I think he'll be back. He'll play the tight end once the MVP at a Pro Bowl. He's had a very nice career. Mike Ditka didn't exactly chew him up in the Bears game on Sunday, but there was Bears tight ends all over the place. So you know they're going to go right. They're going to go right for Rudolph in the middle of the field, and they're just, you know, there's nothing you can do. They're devastated. They don't have the people.
Look out for Adam Thielen on crossing routes as well. Antonio Brown leads the NFL in receiving yards. DeAndre Hopkins is number two. Adam Thielen tied for third with Julio Jones. Who would have thunk it? Let's look at a couple of key matchups in this game. A.J. Green facing one of the best corners in the NFL, Xavier Rhodes. And Cedric Oboehi having to block one of the best pass rushers in the NFL, Everson Griffin.
You know, but I think people would agree, and A.J. would probably agree too. We don't see many games like that by A.J. Green on Sunday. He just seemed out of it. He said he had a lack of energy. He dropped balls he usually gets. Since catching that ball, since having his touchdown taken away against Pittsburgh 2 weeks ago, I think he's looking for his rhythm. You'd hate to, you know, he's going to have to put up some numbers with Thielen, you know. So, I mean, sure, I'm sure he never came into the year thinking he was going to have to outplay Adam Thielen to get a win in Minnesota, but he may have to. And like you said, he's going against a very, a Mike Zimmerish corner in Xavier Rhodes. Long, lean, angular, and those are the kind of guys that A.J. has had trouble with in the past. And then, of course, and then you flip it on the left tackle with Oboehi. He's going to have to get help with Griffin. I mean, it was just a couple of weeks ago. He was on pace for a 20-sack season, so he's been playing out of his mind. And we'll see how far Sed has come. You know, I think it depends who you talk to, but I think some people feel like Sed has improved. But he'll you know, on the road against the guy sniffing 18 sacks, we'll get a better grade on him, too.
We were hoping at the beginning of the year the Bengals would play twice in Minnesota this year, since that's the site of Super Bowl 52. Doesn't look like that's going to be the case, but the Bengals will be there this Sunday. We'll see if they can upset the Vikings. For Jeff Hobson and our photographers, Robert Thomas and Stephen Huddy, I'm Dan Hoard. Thank you for checking out Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com.